From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The United Nations Security Council addressed the fighting in South Sudan that has left more than 100 people dead. The violence is raising fears that the country could slide back into a full-blown civil war. The United Nations is urging calm. The UN mission is mobilizing peacekeepers to protect civilians. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon called on President Salva Kiir and First Vice President Riek Machar to do everything within their power to de-escalate hostilities. The UN Security Council condemned days of violence. Witnesses said Sunday's fighting hit a UN encampment for displaced people for a second time in as many days and also targeted a rebel base in the capital. U.S. President Barack Obama has visited Spain, praising America's bond of friendship with that country.
My trip is a little abbreviated, but I thought it was very important for me to come here, given the extraordinary friendship and alliance that exists between Spain and the United States.
Mr. Obama met Sunday with Acting Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy. The meeting came as Spain grapples with high unemployment and a political crisis sparked by two general elections that have produced no clear winners. Mr. Obama also met in Madrid with leftist leaders and with Spain's King Felipe. The British think tank IHS said Sunday that Islamic State jihadists are continuing to lose control of territory they had captured in Iraq and Syria. IHS said the Islamic State group lost 12% of the territory it held in the first half of 2016, on top of the 14% it lost last year. This is VOA News. Japanese voters went to the polls Sunday to vote for half of the seats in the House of Councilors, Parliament's less powerful upper house. Prime Minister Shinzo Abe's ruling coalition was the clear winner, with preliminary results showing it has won just under 60 seats out of 121. Mr. Abe expressed relief at the victory. The coalition and its allies may get two-thirds of the upper house, giving them the power to approve Mr. Abe's economic policies and his goal of removing pacifist language from the country's constitution. Jeremy Corbyn says he is disappointed that Angela Eagle has decided to launch a campaign to take over leadership of the Labour Party. He spoke on BBC One's The Andrew Marr Show.
I'm disappointed, but obviously she's free to do that if she wishes to. We have worked together in the past 6 months, 9 months actually, in the shadow cabinet, and this is an opportunity when we could be putting enormous pressure on this Tory government.
Eagle had been the party's former spokeswoman on business issues. Her decision to challenge Corbyn sets the party up for a bitter battle. Australia's opposition Labour Party conceded defeat Sunday in national elections, 8 days after voting concluded. Labour Party leader Bill Shorten said he was certain Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull and his coalition government would secure enough seats to retain power.
It is clear that Mr. Turnbull and his coalition will form a government. Whether or not it's a minority government or a majority government of one or two seats, it is clear they will form a government.
Mr. Turnbull later said his Conservative coalition will remain in power for a second 3-year term. Egyptian Foreign Minister Sameh Shoukry met Sunday in Israel with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. The two discussed ways to revive peace efforts between Israel and the Palestinians.
The visit comes in the context of President el-Sisi's vision, which he elaborated on the 17th of May, for the establishment of a just and comprehensive peace between the Israeli and Palestinian people, bringing this long conflict to an end.
It was the first such visit in nearly a decade. The visit is seen as a sign of strengthening ties between the two countries. The Israeli government says it plans to spend just under $13 million on the West Bank settlements of Kiryat Arba and Hebron. The expenditures follow a wave of Palestinian attacks on those areas that are intended to protect the settlements from violence. The plan follows an earlier announcement that new homes would be built in West Bank settlements and East Jerusalem, a move condemned by Palestinians and by much of the international community. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.